This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Growing concern over the chemical Gen X led to a public forum in Bladen County last week. The unregulated chemical produced by Chemours Company that has contaminated the drinking water there was the source of also this particular public forum. The forum was meant as an informational meeting, but many residents say they left with more questions than answers. Meanwhile, Dutch scientists told North Carolina researchers last week that Gen X and another related chemical have been found in produce and vegetation near a Chemours plant in the Netherlands. Regulators in North Carolina have been sampling our soil to better understand recent spikes in Gen X in the water. Rusty Jacobs is a political reporter for WUNC, and he's been covering the story. Welcome.
Thanks. Thank you, Frank.
Tell us more about this public hearing in Bladen County. How many people were there? What was it all about?
This was the fourth public forum that the Department of Environmental Quality organized. They want to try to answer questions, and those questions keep growing and keep expanding, but the answers are slow in coming. It's a source of frustration. About 150 people at the forum this past week, and most of them from Cumberland and Bladen County. The plant where Chemours produces Gen X is in Bladen County. It spills over a little bit into Cumberland County, but you'll find that most of the wells that have been tested showing Gen X levels above what they're calling the state's advisory health goal of 140 parts per trillion are actually in Cumberland County. So Bladen County actually gets a big economic benefit from having Chemours there. It's a big anchor along with the Smithfield pork processing plant, but a lot of the environmental impact is hitting Bladen County, but also hitting Cumberland County. And, of course, downstream Wilmington and Brunswick County, where the Cape Fear River provides drinking water.
And just to clarify this, Gen X is an unregulated substance, but there are recommended levels and thresholds above which both the state and the federal EPA say you should not go.
Just recommended. Zach Moore is the state epidemiologist. He was one of the government spokesmen or government officials that spoke at the public forum, and he reminded everybody it is not an enforceable regulatory level. But 140 parts per trillion is what he and others would call a conservative level. It is meant to be set so low that over a lifetime, exposure would not cause, only in the rarest cases would it cause any health effects. But again, big question, what are the human health effects? People don't know.
All right. They were concerned. So what kind of questions do they have?
Well, they had questions, you know, is it in our air? Is it affecting, you know, is it affecting our public health?
Right. So let's listen to a clip. Harper Peterson was there. He's the former mayor of Wilmington. He's a Democrat, and he's, in fact, running for a state Senate seat against incumbent Republican Mike Lee. But here's what he had to say about it.
This is a crisis. Our public officials, the county commissioners, the representatives, the senators, their primary and first responsibility is the health and safety of every citizen.
Democrat Harper Peterson, former mayor of Wilmington, running against Republican State Senator Mike Lee. I'm here with WUNC politics reporter Rusty Jacobs. Is there a partisan divide, or once you're in that area where this contamination, you know, is generating obviously all this concern, everybody on the same page?
Well, let's talk politically first. The legislature, there's a House Select Committee on North Carolina River Quality. They drafted legislation that would appropriate a little more than $2 million, most of which would go to the Department of Environmental Quality to tighten up regulation of these very contaminants we're talking about. It would encourage the agency to work with other agencies from other states to get a grip on these emerging contaminants, which are more than just Gen X. There's Nafion, there's other of these perfluorinated compounds. That bill would not get a hearing in the Senate. Is that a Republican issue or is it a partisan divide? It very well could be. But at this point, it's stalled. However, the Senate has formed a select committee of its own to now look at that. So there's a political perspective on what's going on. But is the question, is there a partisan divide as to feelings or concerns about Gen X? Probably not. I mean, you talk to Woody White. He's the Republican chair of the New Hanover County Commission. He lives in Wilmington. He's raised children in Wilmington. He said, this is not a political issue. This is an issue of public health, and it needs to be dealt with. So he would sound very much like Harper Peterson, the Democrat that we just heard from.
All right. What about the environmental or the medical concerns, the scientific concerns? Where is this in the process of being studied so that we have a better feel for whether or not we should go from recommended guidelines to enforceable regulations?
Well, the North Carolina has a Secretary of Science Advisory Board, And it's made up of state-appointed scientists and academics and people who can assess the data that's available, the data that are available. There's data that they're looking at from the Dutch scientists you mentioned. They have a Chemours plant in the Netherlands. They don't manufacture Gen X, but they use Gen X in the manufacture of nonstick surfaces like Teflon. And they're looking and studying the very questions we have. This science advisory board will look at all the data from Chemours and from the Dutch scientists and try to determine if the 140 parts per trillion threshold we have is adequate.
You talked about the Dutch scientists. What did they find and what do they tell regulators here?
Well, again, the manufacturing process there is a little different. They're not actually manufacturing Gen X, but they have seen, at least in preliminary analyses, that Gen X is showing up in produce that's grown near the plant in the Netherlands, suggesting, of course, that it is airborne, that it can be airborne. And here, too, whereas you have the issue with the Gen X showing up in the Cape Fear River, that would be through wastewater from the plant. The plant is no longer emitting wastewater into the Cape Fear. But you also have it showing up in wells near the plant. And that is probably because it's airborne. So, again, those are all issues that the scientists are looking at.
What are the folks from Chemours saying about all this?
Not a lot. I mean, I've reached out to Chemours several times. Other reporters have. Look, they're looking at litigation. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're already class action suits, in the beginning stages. So they're not saying a lot. What they do say, usually in the form of a pat answer via email, is we are working with state regulators and state officials to come up with an appropriate solution.
We talked about this hearing. We have a clip here from State Representative Billy Richardson, who is a Democrat from Cumberland County.
But doggone it, if you live near this plant and you have water that's affected by this, or you have the potential of being affected by this, you best avail yourselves of the God-given constitutional right of the court system to protect yourself.
Representative Billy Richardson, a Democrat from Cumberland County. I'm here with WNC Politics reporter Rusty Jacobs. How widespread is this feeling? You talked about 150 people there. Are those the only people? How widespread is the concern over there?
I mean, that was mostly people who were affected by Gen X in their wells. And, of course, they're expressing concerns about airborne Gen X. No, it's much wider than that. Like I said, appearance of Gen X in the Cape Fear River that contaminated water for more than 200,000 people in Wilmington. Brunswick County has people who are served by a public drinking water source that's fed by the Cape Fear River. So it's much wider than that. Was a public forum for pretty much the people who are who live close to the plant. And Frank, I just want to revisit one other thing. You asked what Chemours is saying. They're not making a lot of public statements, but they actually have approached DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, about providing water filters for some of the well owners that live near the plant. DEQ has not approved that because they say that they still need more data to show that these activated carbon filters are effective.
We are talking about growing concern over Gen X contamination of North Carolina waters today on The State of Things. Rusty Jacobs is with us talking more about this. You know, it's interesting to think about this politically. As you say, there's probably less a political divide over this issue now that it's become a serious environmental contamination issue. But there are some ideological splits, it seems to me. The Republican legislature has been very friendly toward corporations. As you say, a Republican, the chair of the county commission, who is a Republican, says he's revisiting his ideas about corporations and corporate influence in the U.S. And then there's this question about whether or not the government should be protecting us, right? Is it our responsibility to protect ourselves, or should there be environmental regulation? And, of course, the state has cut funds for environmental regulation in this state, meaning it's going to take longer to figure out how much Gen X should be in our water supply and even the cleanup. So I guess down the line, as somebody who's also looking at the state legislature, this is a question that could have deeper political implications down the line.
Well, I mean, we certainly saw Harper Peterson is going to be running on this as an issue. He made what to some would sound like a campaign statement, and to others would say was a call for people taking steps to protect their own health and public health. If you talk to Republicans in the Senate, where there has been no action on legislation that could give more money right now to DEQ to address emerging contaminants like Gen X, they'll say, we need to know more about what DEQ is doing with the resources they have. Before we just throw more money at this problem, we need to know more about how they're addressing this, and then we could deal with it. So they're not going to say they're against giving more money or hiring more regulators or more people to look at permit applications. We're saying that we can't just throw money at a problem. But I will say, the drafting of the legislation at the on the House side, the Select Committee on River Quality, that was a unanimous, bipartisan effort.
What about the federal EPA? Are they involved in this, and how so?
I mean, they're involved in it. They can certainly determine if there need to be federal regulations or federal thresholds established to control these contaminants and these emerging chemicals, but they haven't yet. That doesn't mean the state can't. The state can, though there may be some legislation out there that some people would say the state can't do more than the federal regulators are willing to do. So that's a bit of a contentious issue. But the state regulators can come up with their own thresholds if they feel they need to.
Rusty Jacobs, politics reporter for WNC. Thank you so much, Rusty.
You're welcome.
He joined us with an update on the Gen X contamination issue, unregulated chemical made by Chemours that has contaminated drinking water along the Cape Fear. Just ahead, two plays on stage in Chapel Hill that explore how leaders affect what we know and how we believe. You'll hear that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.